Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mercy is not evident in the world. Whether it be a devastating mudslide or a hurricane that throws thousands of lives into havoc, nature itself seems devoid of mercy. We do not see it among the animals where only the fittest survive. Life in human community seems these days to appear more animalistic, where the weak and the helpless are left to suffer at the hands of those who celebrate their right to choose. The polished clinical respectabilities of centers for so-called reproductive health cannot hide the fact that they hold no mercy for the neighbor who is most at risk, the unborn. Mercy is not the way things work in this world. Ask those who cannot speak for themselves. The unborn, the aged, and those whose very existence is at best tolerated and pushed to the fringes as being an undue burden on the healthy and the productive. Mercy is not evident in the world. There are some blind eyes that will never see, and there are some demons that are so persistent as never to leave. In today's reading, we are given a glimpse into the mercy of the one who does have a heart, the Lord who makes mercy evident in his words and works of compassion. Matthew, in fact, gives us two brief case studies. There is a pair of blind men, and there is a man whose voice has been muted by a demon. These unnamed blind men come groping along in the darkness, bumping into the doorpost, perhaps, as they try to make their way into this house where Jesus is. They stumble toward a Jesus whom they cannot see. Their prayer is simple and to the point. Have mercy on us, Son of David. They call upon him and they cry out in their distress. And the Lord of mercy hears their plaintive cries. They have come to the right place, for Jesus is there. The Lord then puts a question to them. Do you believe that I am able to do this? Yes, Lord, is their response. It is, in fact, a confession. Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord. The prophet Isaiah foretold of that day when God would come to his fallen creation. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance and the recompense of God. He will come to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. That day is here. The Lord is able, and he is willing to show mercy, for that is why he came into this world where life is merciless. He does not leave these men confined in darkness, but gives them what faith alone can receive. In the words that are echoed in our service of confession and absolution, Jesus says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And by his touch, vacant eyes are unclouded to see shape and form, depth and distance, color and contour. But they see so much more. They see Jesus, and they cannot contain themselves, even in the face of the Lord's stern warning that they tell no one. Well, for them, the messianic secret is out of the bag. It is the Lord who did more than what any eye doctor could do. He showed them mercy. As they're going away, another man is brought to Jesus. He has no Kyrie on his lips, no voice with which to call on the name of the Lord, for his tongue has been silenced by a demon. But like the blind man, he is at the right place. He is before the Lord, whose heart is grieved by every sin, by every woe. There is mercy for him too. Jesus will not leave him locked in wordless silence. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said that the one who is left alone with his sin is left utterly alone. We might paraphrase Bonhoeffer to read, the one who is left alone with his demons is left utterly alone. Jesus does not leave him alone. Jesus is the Lord, before whom even the demons must submit. And Matthew, in a rather matter-of-fact kind of way, reports that when the demon had been thrown out, the man spoke. His lips are unlocked, and out of his mouth comes words. Matthew doesn't tell us what he says, but he does tell us what the crowds say. They marvel. Never was anything like this seen in Israel. But their confession is not the conclusion of the Pharisees. They have another explanation. This is not an act of divine mercy, but a sure sign of demonic activity. He cast out demons by the prince of demons. Their darkness remains, and their blindness is made manifest in their denial, the very opposite of confession. Mercy was not self-evident for them. And as we know from the rest of the Lenten story, they would show no mercy on Jesus either, as they will cry out, crucify him, crucify him. And yet it is precisely in this crucifixion that God does show mercy. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, writes the Apostle Paul. That is a mercy which is not self-evident in the world, but it is demonstrated, put on display in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is mercy for the blind. It is mercy for the demon-possessed. And it is mercy for you. For while we were yet his enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. And how much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.